Hi, and welcome to the Expanse of Podcasts. My name is Eric Kruger. This episode is really all about accretion. It's something that I first wrote about in about 2015. And in this episode, we dive a bit deeper into what it means and specifically, how does it play out in our lives and how does it guide us towards being expansive and towards creating success in our lives. I hope that you enjoy the podcast.
So good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever we're listening from. Hello, Eric. How are you doing, brother?
Dude, I'm well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really, really well. I'm on my way to Dubai.
And, excellent.
Excited, all packed up, ready. I've had my double espresso for this podcast.
Is your apartment at all set up? Have you moved in? Is there a bed to sleep on?
I've got a full serviced apartment. And how's this for Dubai? This is real Dubai, right? So I asked the agent, please tell me where the keys are. She says, oh, no, it's open. We don't lock anything in Dubai. So I'm like, okay, that's Dubai. So tonight I officially check into my apartment and tomorrow morning I go grocery shopping for the first time in Dubai. So I'm actually looking forward to that. What's happening? You're on your way to Cape Town, right?
On my way to Cape Town and then back from Cape Town going to Kloofzicht, doing a facilitation for the South African National Blood Service. It's going to be really cool.
Did I give you that job?
No, you didn't.
I don't know, because they asked me to do it. And I've given you a few jobs. And so I remember getting one of those requests, and I don't know what happened to that request.
But was it for a talk or was it for a facilitation?
No, I'm super cuck at facilitation, bro.
Yeah,
I'm
you see. You're
I'm a hand grenade, as I've said before. I'm really good at telling you what to do. Why you should do it.
But yeah. I'm working with the boys from Missing Link on it. So it's a like a full day facilitation essentially. Yeah, it's going to be really cool.
They're lucky to have you. So Eric, you know, I remember when you had just started speaking a couple of years ago, I came to watch a talk. Now, as a speaker, you know, many speakers bore me because what they do is they regurgitate the top 10 trends from Google. I find that a lot. You know, a lot of people are just wanting to be on stage, not for the real essence of sharing their authenticity. And, you know, there were a couple of speakers at the conference and you stood up and I kind of knew you. I mean, I knew that you were really, you loved what you did, but I hadn't ever watched you speak. And you stood up, dude, and there must have been, I think there was four speakers at that event, and you were by far the best. And I actually messaged you afterwards and said you were excellent. And the topic that you covered was so surprising to me because the way you started it off going with Pablo Escobar, you went that way and then you came around. Was it Bruce Lee? Or who was the person that you actually brought it in with? Anyway, I can't remember, but yeah, it was a while back, so I don't know if you remember either. The way you brought it about was excellent. And I think, you know, and I've used it. In fact, I've quoted you in two of my books, and I've given you credit on both of my books about introducing me to the term accretion. And so please tell us, and you know, it's such a valuable understanding of our rituals, habits, and behaviors. And I think you encapsulated beautifully. So please tell me again and tell all the listeners about your concept around accretion.
Yeah, so where this came about for me was about 2014, 2015, when I just remember seeing a quote, and this quote said, those who are successful in the end will be successful because of steady accretion. And I just love the word, you know, like we all have this fascination with different words and how they speak to us. And that word just spoke to me, and I went to go and research it. And what the word essentially means is the accumulation of additional layers. So when you look at it, like there's a few ways they use it. One of the ways is they use it in astrophysics, saying that like if there's a piece of debris or rock floating in space, then over time it attracts all these other small rocks to it. And as it grows in size, it attracts bigger rocks to it. And as it grows in size, it eventually becomes a star. And like that imagery just really stuck for me. And what it made me think about, John, are you still there?
Listening.
Oh, sorry, you got frozen for a moment. What it made me really think about is if this is true, if we go through life and we are accumulating decisions and we are accumulating actions and values and beliefs and attachments, then shouldn't we be way more intentional and deliberate about what we accumulate? And so that was really what accretion meant to me at that stage, was saying, well, if you want to create a life success, focus on those small moments today. And it's really about the small moments, because we tend to focus on the big moments, on the highlight reel, you know, like all the amazing things that people do. And we think that's what defines their life. But actually what defines their life is the fact that they made the better decision in all the small moments leading up to that bigger decision. So there's a couple of things I think at the end of the day that we can cover about accretion, but that's sort of the introductory concept. Yeah,
I love it. But you said two things there. You can accrete good things and bad things.
Yes.
And what do you suggest? Okay, so one, we know we need to make better decisions around the small decisions around taking us to where we want to go. But what about the bad things? What about the bad things that we're picking up along the way? And I can't remember the exact term you just used, but you know, we layer upon layer, layer upon layer. And you know, that also can be a negative process, because you layer resentment on top of more resentment, because you know, ultimately, we don't see things as they are. We see things as we are. So if we're not clearing our discs, if we're not clearing our base, we just build on top of the hatred, the resentment, the anger, the blaming, the shaming. So talk to me about that sort of aspect of accretion.
You know, dude, so like when you spoke about Pablo Escobar, the context for it in the talk was that accretion has no bias. And what that means is that, exactly to your point, you'll accumulate either the good or the bad at your decision. And the quote, and you've set it up beautifully, is that that really went with it for me, is no one charts a course to mediocrity, yet it's a destination of choice. It's chosen in small ways over time, and these tiny, seemingly inconsequential decisions accumulate and eventually result in a state of crisis. So I think what it's beautiful, hey? Like, it's just such a, it's so powerful. Like,
so deep.
Beautifully so, articulates it. Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of times people, you know, if you don't think that your emotional life or your mental life are suffering, think about your physical life. And you know, people get into a space of not happy being physically overweight or unfit or can't stretch or sore. That's an accumulation of being lazy and not actually eating the right things, you know? So are we talking about something that's invisible here? Because in your mindset, that's not something you see, but the results of it is something you feel and experience, you know, viscerally.
And I think it's just, so that drew me to accretion, was that it's such a natural thing. Like, we know it exists. We know that over time, who you are today is an exact result of everything you've done and every decision you made prior to today. We know it, right? Like, like it speaks to one of our previous conversations. Like, we know these things, yet we don't act on it. So once you know, once I've told you that accretion exists, that you accumulate good decisions, good actions, bad actions, what you eat, what you put into your body, what you drink, what you, the friends you hang out with. Once you know that all these things accumulate and give you the life that you have, why would you not spend more time curating those decisions, those actions that you bring with you? What I also love about accretion is I think it gives us permission to be a bit more patient, you know, to know that these things will accumulate. And even if you're going through a slump at the moment, there's going to be a time where things change, right? It's that whole thing that, how does that quote go? Nothing lasts. Man. It'll come.
Be patient.
But have you seen accretion play out in your life?
Oh, you know, I think accretion has got two layers to it, right? And I brought this up a little bit earlier. It's about what are the negative accretion points that I have, and how can I get rid of those? And the best way you know you're getting rid of them is when you think about somebody that used to bother you that doesn't bother you anymore. When you think about money, if you had a relationship issue with money before, and then you think about money, you're not anxious, but you're excited about making more of it. That shows you that you've let go of bad accretion. And accretion for me, it's either you're either feeling anxious about your past, or you're feeling excited about it. And there's no gray, there's black or white. You know, you're not sometimes anxious, sometimes excited. I think you can move towards being constantly excited. And so for me, accretion is, let's talk about our past and understand which pieces are adding value and which pieces are taking away. Mm. Mm. And then the second part is, what am I doing on a daily basis in order to become the best version of myself, both physically, emotionally, and spiritually in the future, so that I can access my sort of best self? And I think a lot of the times what people don't do is they don't become clear in what it is they want rather than what the world thinks they should have. Mm. And I often find, I was having this discussion with a very good friend of mine. We had dinner in Dubai and she was going out with some guy who cheated on her. And she said, no, I want to go speak to him and find out what happened. I was like, what do you mean? What happened? Like, what does that even mean? He cheated on you. No, but you know, things happen. I'm like, sorry, are you clear in what it is you want out of a relationship? And are you letting him dictate what you should be getting out of a relationship? And so her accretion was a self-doubt that had become the process of having to negotiate if it's okay whether your boyfriend cheats on you or not. For me, it's like, obviously not. I mean, I don't actually care what the scenario is. You cheated. That was it, you know? So for me, accretion is, in my life, I watch it, you know, because I meditate twice a day and maybe one or two days I fall off the track and I can see the change. Or I might eat something that, you know, I love desserts, right? And I'm a huge dessert fan, and I'm 95% vegan, but many desserts have got dairy in them. And so I go and I have a chocolate mousse or something like that, and immediately my body inflames. Immediately I get water retention. So whether it's an emotional process or a physical process, all of these things, if you just watch your bit by bit sort of actions, you know, you'll become very clear whether you're moving towards the best version or you are wheel spinning in who you were, not actually creating anything new. Tell me about you and accretion.
I want to add two things to those points. So the one is, and I've been meaning to actually make a video about this, is that we have this idea that time heals all wounds. And I've actually been thinking that it's such BS, right?
It's rubbish.
It's such BS. Like, all it does is it covers it up. All it does is it creates distance, but it hasn't healed shit.
And you're so right.
And so
that is so profound.
Yeah, dude. And so we need to go back and actually fix that. And we need to go back and heal that. And you have to do the, and I mean, a breakup is a great example. You know, it destroys people. And they just ignore it for long enough, the pain, until it goes away. Because then it doesn't hurt anymore. Until you get into the next relationship and you bring all of that with you because you haven't actually dealt with it. So
yeah,
I think, very valid point. Like, we accumulate the negative as well, and we need to go and pay attention to it and see how we heal it up and see how we let go of it, how we move beyond it.
There's a great saying that says, wherever you go, there you are.
Yeah.
So that's it. Yeah. Okay.
Second thing is, so I've always been a very big believer, obviously, in accretion and in the marginal gains approach. 1% better today than yesterday, 1% better tomorrow than today. But what I've come to realize, and I think this is the only shortcoming, if you only think of accretion, and this layers onto your second point, is that you have to create that vision for the future, because otherwise, how do you know what you need to do today? If I say to you, listen, I'm 1% better than yesterday, that's great. But perhaps your baseline was just so... so off, you know, that's like 1% better today. Like, even if that is, even if you continue the trend of 1% better every day, you might not get to where you actually want to go. And so you need to have the vision for the future. That tells you what the actions of today should be. And based on that, you can then say, well, from here on, I'm focusing on improvement. And don't get me wrong, I think if you don't have the vision for the future, accretion is a really good way to decide what you do today. But I think the most powerful approach would be reverse engineering where you want to go, like you said, and then saying, well, now that I know what I need to do today to get me there, let me really focus on improving who I am bit by bit every day.
Well, that's brilliant. And I think this is a great way to actually talk about exponential living versus linear living. You know, exponential living is starting with the end in mind. Linear living is improving every day, moving towards where you want to go. And I think they have to be a combo of the two. But for me, when you live an exponential life, you say, okay, well, what is the ultimate thing I want? You know, what's ultimate? Like, what would be the number? You know what's so funny? I meet with a lot of friends. I have dinner and lunches with friends around the world. And my question always is, so what's going on in your life? Da, da, da. And then, okay, what would be the ultimate result that you're looking for? Oh, I haven't thought of that. It's like, okay, well, you haven't thought of the ultimate thing that you want. And people are often shy to ask or even position themselves there. And for me, honestly, the ultimate thing I can do is move around the world in minimalist luxury. That's kind of where I want, you know? And so how do I do that? How do I make sure that I fly business? How do I make sure I have a carbon footprint that is minimized by doing other things like not eating animals or like investing in things that bring about more balance out my carbon footprint? But then also, how do I get to be a place that I'm in a luxurious minimalist world whereby I have very few things? I live in two suitcases, but everything that I have is of the best. And so where would be the best place to do that from? Dubai. Okay, obviously, then Dubai becomes an easy decision to make because it positions me in a world where I can be digitally nomadic and luxurious minimalist. So understanding that concept and to live a really, really good life, I think on a global level, you need to earn dollars or you need to earn pounds. The rand doesn't go that far when you're in those sort of places. And so for me, it's like, how do I change my income to be dollar-based? Okay, I need to be positioned in a place that invoices in dollars or dirham. So Dubai, again, fits into that mold. So everything then leans towards my exponential outcome. So I think the ultimate thing is accretion is important, but without the GPS coordinates of where you want to be ultimately, exactly, in the most audacious, expansive world that you can think of, then start the accretion process. And you know what also happens is when you become that audacious, your investment in time and your investment in money into get people around you that are of the right caliber to get you there changes. So I invest a lot of money into the best copywriter, the best ghostwriter, the best designers, the best, always, because my ultimate idea is to be on a global stage, not on a South African stage, not on a regional stage of any sorts. So investment and time changes when you have the GPS coordinates. Your accretion actions shift because of your sort of GPS coordinates.
I love that. I think that's a perfect way to end it, dude. Because what we're saying is accretion is it's macro and micro. It's big and it's small. It is you have to have that big vision, the GPS coordinates, and then you have to bring it down. And you know, it always comes back to this word of living an intentional life. It always just comes back to that. And like, you can't be intentional with your life if you don't know where you're going. You can't be intentional with your life if you don't pay attention to what's happening for you in the moment. So that's beautiful. Thank you for that. I love it. Any last thoughts?
No, I really hope that everybody who's listening to this realizes how appreciative you and I are in making us number one in South Africa last week.
Yes.
Most listened to podcast. So surprising and delightful that we've even reached that sort of target. My mom has now listened to podcasts for the first time because of our podcast. Awesome. So we are bringing on not only people that listen to podcasts or people that have never listened to podcasts. And I hope that this grows, and I hope that really the abundance and the generosity that you and I wanting to practice is very much alive in these sort of podcasts, because you and I are constantly researching. We make our money from helping people think differently. And this podcast is a absolutely free way for us to discuss these points, to share these topics, and I hope it really benefits people. I really urge people to really help us out as well by leaving a rating and just tell us what you think, share it. You know, we two guys doing our best, trying to give maximum impact to the world. So join our cause and share the good stuff.
And we're going to be running a book giveaway, we said. So
that's right.
We'll do that in the actual post, but we'll randomly choose someone who's given us a review and send them signed copies of both our books.
Yes.
But we'll make more of a hurrah on that in the actual post.
We will.
Dude, as always, brother. Thank you so much, and we'll chat soon. Bye-bye.
Chat soon. Ciao, bye.